It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Checking in. Hey, trust you great. Well, I got a few things to follow up since last time we chatted, and that was before we set off on the road for a little bit there. And yeah, you never know what you're going to learn when, and always being willing and keen to pick up information and learn things. I guess having that teachable spirit is both a good habit, but also sets you right up for learning things along the way. And sure enough, learned all kinds of things. Some of the most interesting stops are at hardware stores and farming supplies stores, especially in the Northwest. They stock products that you don't usually see, which leads itself to, you know, not necessarily just the products, but the manufacturing process, different materials, and even things you're not even sure what they're used for. There's one farming store in particular that's just it's fantastic. But then conversations with people, you know, family members, friends of theirs. Went to a wedding, so I mean, you don't know who you're going to meet there. But business minds from around the country and sharing insights of things that they'd been learning after some questionings. And, you know, nothing you couldn't learn off of Google, unless you know what to type in and look for. But they were sharing about the things that they were learning about how to do business across cultural lines that they hadn't maybe engaged in before. So yeah, from greetings in another language, just simple things to go the extra mile with, to common courtesies. So yeah, that's interesting, and yeah, probably helpful. Try that on for size if you need. But back to surfing. We had the Boardroom show just last weekend, so. You know, one of the most exciting parts of that show is not so much all the boards and all the talk, but the excitement in people's surfing paths. They share about what they've been up to and what they're learning. And the boards are important, and the fins and the accessories and all of that is wonderful. But, you know, I think the thing that really ties us all together is the common fascination with surfing in the sea. Met definitely some new people and some people I'm going to be building boards for, which is fantastic, with some new work there. But some follow-up from both previous customers that I had built boards for, but then also customers that had bought used boards. You know, that the second-hand market is probably the most powerful place to learn about surfboards if you're willing, and most do engage. But there's nothing more rewarding than when somebody comes up and shows you a photo of, usually it's a really old board, and how much they're enjoying it, or the kinds of things they're finding, and how long they've had it. And sometimes you remember them, sometimes you don't, but that's not the point. The point is the boards that work are the ones you remember, and those are the ones that just keep bringing you joy, and that's what we're after. More joy more often. So this reflection comes, it brings up a topic of taking time just to reflect on how things could be, I don't want to say better, how things could be different in your surfing. And I always want to use surfing as the lens through which to view this, and this is what it's about. But the depth in your surfing needs to be considered. No, take that back. It doesn't need to be considered. But if you're not considering it, perhaps you leaving out what it could be. Not that it's not already precious and valuable, but it's these recent experiments. I wrote a few boards this week. I think I'm up to 4 boards this week already, which has been fun, and I enjoy doing that. But you know, seeking out the curiosities and the fascinations, and these have been pressing experiments which I'm going out my way to do. And I guess it's part of what's going on in the program here. But you know, the question is, what are you setting out to find within your surfing? If you don't, if it just is what it is, well, the chances of that progressing and growing is a gamble. Now, those things are going to naturally fall whichever way they do, and it's still going to be fun, don't get me wrong. That you can prove that to yourself, you keep coming back for more. But if you set out to assess where you're at, and this doesn't necessarily mean looking at a high level video part or progression next to you in the water and aspiring to that, it's maybe taking stock of what's actually bringing you joy, which kinds of waves, which kinds of boards, which kinds of times you're surfing, how long you're surfing. These are basic questions, and I've been trying them on for size for myself, and that's why this isn't about what to do and how to do it. It's about asking the right questions so that you can, you know, give a gaze over your own platform and see where things can be embraced, enhanced, and then maybe refined even. So, yeah, one of the ways I try and always stay connected with this craft of surfboards and building surfboards is, and this something I tried this on for size years ago, and it works well for me, and it's somewhat could be seen as a selfish endeavor, but it's really, like most things, if you set out on a path and embrace something to maintain balance, it usually ends up being something that consistently stays relevant and can dovetail into the program. So for me, building myself a lot of surfboards, trying things both to learn to surf better and to experience different designs and the power of how these elements of change can influence whatever it is that somebody needs or get to make for them, that's a constant, it's a joy really. So, you know, having to build a collection, well, not having to, choosing to build a collection of boards for the Boardroom Show just recently passed, you know, there was 6 boards all built as a collection to be shown together to create a conversation, hopefully just about surfboards in somebody's mind, whether they buy one or not. It's the way you think about boards that can really unlock, like we said, the kinds of things that you're trying within your own program. So, you know, building a collection of boards, it's a lot of work, clearly, but it's also a lot of energy expending, showing up at the show, having these conversations, which I really treasure, and don't get me wrong, it is energy that's out, but it's there's some that comes back too. And so, you know, it's both, and you give and you take, and the things I learn from those conversations get to be shared on these kinds of platforms like the podcast. And yeah, just quick shout out to all those people that were excited about some new episodes coming up, and you know, their 2 cents of feedback, it's all taken to heart, and yeah, we're learning together. I certainly am probably learning more than you, so endure these ramblings because they'll lead to something that we can share together. So back to the story is, over the years, trying this on for size, what's kept the balance, that's what it is, a pursuit of balance, which then, you know, proves itself time over time, is building myself a lot of surfboards. So one of the boards in the collection was for me. And yeah, that's right, Monday, as soon as everything was packed away after a show weekend, it was time to go to the beach. And I bought myself some new fins too. And they were my neighbors, so my neighboring booth there at the Boardroom Show, AU Fins, based just here in Dana Point. And I'd ridden the fins before. They'd been kind enough to give me a set a few years ago, and this was their new version, which I was excited to try. So new board, new set of fins, and what an incredible experimentation. You know, changing the fins in a board is something you need to do because they're made to be changed. And asking what a set does versus another set is helpful and insightful, but proving it or finding that out for yourself is going to be something that you'll possibly more quickly remember, or be easier to remember, and empowering in and of your own understanding, and you'll find your own words and confidence within something. I'm very careful about marketing or talking about surfboard sales because, you know, it's the ones that bring the most smiles that you keep coming back to, and the designs that embrace those or make those more available more freely and more often. In other words, things like asymmetry for me, I'm not letting go of that because it helps you surf the way you stand. And if that proves itself, then the boards will do the talking, and that's what we need. So anyway, built myself a new board, had a couple incredible sessions, and the waves have been fun. What a time of year. So that's been rewarding. But it lent itself to have to isolate that element. I was enjoying the feeling of this board and the new fins. So no, have to take these fins out, put something else in, and just feel it. And sure enough, it took four waves to know that those fins really did add to what that program was on that day. Paddle in, change the fins, back out there, and keep experimenting. So what a fun day to play in the sea and to change it up. Let's cap us off with coming back to the original concept was, you know, taking time to imagine how your surfing could be different. I want to emphasize that because it's not so much about being inspired or trying a new, well, the worst way you could phrase this would be like, oh, I want to learn a new trick or trying new tricks. It's no. Just sit down, take time to assess what's going on, evaluate your own surfing, and try the things on that you want to maintain, and start to edit the things that are either in the way or need work on. It's a self-exercise, as is surfing. And therefore, I feel it's relevant and relative to this season. And let's be honest, there's a new year coming up, you know, closing up the books on the last quarter yesterday, quarterly sales tax reports, you know, they do every quarter. And it's such a fun little time to reflect on, you know, where things are and looking forward to. It's the last quarter of the year, and it's a busy one. All sorts going to be going on. You know that for yourself. But imagine this as a bump start into a new year, although the change will begin now, only with a bit of reflection and starting to look at things more accurately and uncovering more depth in whatever you got going on. So we'll catch you soon. We're going to start going into a few really technical elements about specific parts of a board, but then in a bigger picture, how to unlock them in terms of technique. Got some really exciting conversations that I will be sharing with deep dives into accurate assessment of your own technique and where there could be real obvious things to either look at, like we said today, just reflect on your own program, or incorporate. So we'll chat to you soon.